It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up this Saturday out in the Cleveland Town Hall, they're going to have the first annual Christmas festival. And we've got Barbie Veers in here to talk to us all about it. It's going to be a full long day event that's going to be fun for the entire family. So everybody get out, go to this one. And you know what? It's just going to get you in the Christmas spirit. It's that time. Yes, I know. But we need to get ready and get everybody into the Christmas spirit that we can. So we've got Barbie in here with us this morning. We're going to talk about it. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in. And first off, first thing we're going to talk about is the fact that this was your idea, right?
Yes, it was. Me and some of my friends all sell different things, and they wanted to make some money for Christmas and do something fun for the community. So we decided to throw this big Christmas festival and invited others, and it kind of took off.
So you went to the folks there at the town hall and said, this is what we want to do. And they said, great, you're in charge of it.
Yep. They said, rent it out, do what you want. So here we are.
Very simple. See, now it's going to make you think twice before you have a good idea again, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So once again, as I said, this is coming up Saturday, December 10th, and it's going to go all day from 10 until 8 p.m. And you've got a full list of things going on. So let's talk about vendors. What kind of vendors are you going to have out there, the different types of gift ideas and those kinds of things?
So we have tons of variety. There's something for everybody there. There is color street nails. There's paparazzi jewelry. There is Dakota that does the crystals and the rings and the fun things like that. There is epoxy tables. There's the ring bombs. There is wooden clocks. There's really anything for anybody there.
It sounds like a lot of beauty items and stuff like that. But then you throw in wooden clocks and different craft items like that. Mm-hmm. What kind of things, because you said you and your friends, what kind of things do you do?
So I sell color street nails, and then I make treats. So we're going to have like cinnamon roasted cashews and nuts and all that stuff like that.
So you're going to have treats there as well.
Yes.
So you got to throw the food item in there. That'll bring you a bunch of different people. And these are all great gift items because you know what? The thing about this time of year, and you probably feel the same way, people get stressed this time of year trying to find that certain thing for that certain person, don't they?
100%. It has been, like, I get stressed out trying to find things for just my family members, and we have stuff for everybody that they can buy and take and give as gifts for neighbors, for family, for friends, for coworkers.
And that's usually where the disconnect comes, for neighbors and friends and coworkers. Mm. So this is going to be a great thing. Get plenty of ideas. Pick up something for all of those people. Maybe check them all off your list while you're there. So then you said you were going to have some entertainment there as well. Let's talk about that for a moment.
So we have a variety of people coming to do things. We're going to have entertainment from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we have the very talented Shalice Rahala. She's going to come sing and do some numbers for us. We have the karate class that is in Emory County. They're going to come do some numbers. We have a dance ensemble going on and some other people singing.
Okay. And then the other thing that you've got to have, if you're going to put on a whole day event, you got to have food there, right?
We do. We have tons of food. We have tons of treats. We have hot dogs, nachos, different things like that. Popcorn, hot chocolate, stuff like that for the kids. That is super easy, very affordable, nothing.
And we've been talking about all these other things, but we've kind of saved the best for last. Because who's going to be there at about 6 o'clock?
Santa.
So Santa will be there to hang out with the kids, take some pictures. And, you know, you got to listen in because it's almost time. You got to get those lists into him, right?
Yes.
So go on and head out for all of that. A lot of things going on. And the other thing, too, is if someone is out there and has the possibility of maybe thinking that they want to be a vendor, you're kind of deciding numbers right now, but it's still possible that you may have some space for a few more. Or even if they're like a food truck or something like that, if they want to be a part of this, what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of you, Barbie?
So they can call me at 435-609-6738. And get a hold of me, and we'll take any food truck vendors that want to come, and we'll give you info on the other vendors.
Very simple, and it's easy. If you're sitting out there thinking, you know what, this may be a thing I want to be a part of, and you own a food truck or something like that, give Barbie a call, and get out there and be a part of it. It is the first annual. You said you probably going to make a deal out of this one now, right? So we're going to call it the first annual.
Yes.
All right. The first annual Christmas festival going on at Cleveland Town Hall. That's just across from Cleveland Elementary there on Main Street. Going on from 10 to 8 this Saturday, December 10th. Get out there and get you some Christmas gifts and some great gift ideas. If you're looking for something for that someone special, they can take care of you. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.